Hi, my name is Kurt. I am one of the co-founders here at Numi.com. Today I am interviewing Coach Jewel Marie Hermosissimo from Torrance, California. Welcome, Jewel.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Let's jump right into it. What kind of coaching do you do?
I provide three different types of coaching. One is for career-minded individuals. Another one is for executives or managers or people who want to have higher responsibility. And the last one is really coaching around team building.
And let's talk about those one at a time. When it comes to people in their career, what are the most common career goals or challenges that you see people bring into your coaching?
There are a couple. I have clients who come to me and say, I'm ready to retire from my current job, but I still want to work. So I call that like an encore career. Or I have someone who's come to me and they just can't seem to find a job or get ahead in a current company. So they need like a makeover.
And your executive and management clients, what are they looking to achieve through coaching?
They're either struggling with a negative turnover, so people leaving the company and they just can't seem to keep on top of interviewing and recruiting and hiring people, and that's very detrimental to their bottom line, the money. They've just started with a new team or they've had new turnover in the team members and they're struggling with conflict or communication or trust or a process. They don't have a process. They need a process. Or themselves as an individual want to get promoted to that next rung on the ladder.
And finally, you mentioned that you work with teams. What are the main goals or challenges that you see teams bringing to coaching?
I have several assessments. And so usually I'll start out with a team engagement assessment, which covers 16 key areas that are important to having the best team ever. And based on that, I give them workshops around that, either in person or virtually. So it might cover, again, communication, how to communicate better, conflict, how to address it, trust, how to rebuild it or continue it, and then how to come up with a process ensuring that tribal knowledge. Those are just a few of the basics.
What kind of feedback have you received from your clients, particularly the ones you've worked with for a while?
Usually I get, oh my God, Jewel, I couldn't have done this without you, or I really was focusing on trying to get from this particular career, but after working with you, I realized that's not my passion, that's not my joy, and I'm so glad that I went exploring with you. Or the best one that I've gotten is, I'm so glad you pushed me and held me accountable. I don't think I could have done this by myself.
Final question, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you got into coaching?
I got into coaching while working for a large corporation, and I noticed that people got promoted based on their technical skills, not really their people ability or lack thereof. So I just automatically started helping them to be better, to not just come in and say, congratulations, here's all the perks you get, the money, the benefits and all that, but okay, now I'm going to work with you and make sure that you're a good supervisor, or you're a good manager, or you're a good executive. And as a result of that, usually people who have the HR, human resources hat on, they're not really trusted. I built a lot of trust across the company of 5,000 employees. So I think just seeing a need and treating people as individuals, giving them the hard truth, telling them their baby's ugly if that's really what it takes, but encouraging them too, being their cheerleader.
All right. Jewel, I want to thank you very much for talking today.
Thank you.